Welcome to the Lugano Peak Seminary on Night Church on the 16th Sunday after Pentecost, which is 23rd September 2020. I am Irun Kim, the minister of LPUC. Later in the service, Kevin is going to read the Bible and Lori to lead prayers for others. Especially today, Jen and Natalie are going to demonstrate message craft that you can make at home. Don't forget to take a photo of your craft and send it to me by email or phone or post on LPUC's Facebook. Today you will hear lots of the sounds of wind, because when we record this online service, there was a very strong wind blowing. Let us imagine a long journey of Hebrew people in the desert wilderness after they escaped from the slavery in Egypt. The journey doesn't necessarily need to be straight. As I mentioned last week, that even after they are led through the miracle of the Red Sea, still they took 40 long years to make just over 2 weeks pilgrimage from Egypt to Canaan, the promised land. We think about the journey of the Hebrew people through the wilderness in today's story. On the move, in unfamiliar surroundings, eating new or no food, they had a lot to complain about and felt that God had departed from them. What images or places do you think of when you think of wilderness? Have you had a wilderness experience in your life, or felt that God had abandoned you? Even amidst these feelings of loneliness and confusion, how did you experience God's presence? What body language do you imagine Moses and Aaron observed as they listened to the complaints, as the people found the manna? I would leave you to ponder these questions for a while. Let us worship God together by singing the first song, How Great is Our God. If you worship alone at your place, hearing or listening to, if you worship with others.
Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. Well, hello everybody. How good it is to be back here for online church and online messy church. My name's Jan.
And my name's Natalie.
And we're really excited to share a few things with you today. We've been talking in our church over the last few weeks about Moses. Now Moses, you'll find all about him in the Old Testament, and you'll probably see some pictures. You might already know some of the story of Moses and the narrative. But today we're just going to do a few things. Moses was a great leader. And God chose Moses for a special job. When Moses was around back in that time, God's people were having a terrible time. They were not well looked after. And God wanted to get his people all together and move them to a new land. To a new land where they weren't tormented, where things weren't horrible for them. So he chose Moses to be the leader. And they went on a huge journey. So first of all, we're going to make this... Well, it's like a painting, and it's about the huge hidden journey that Moses took God's people on. Now, what I'm using today is just a white crayon, and I'm using a piece of white paper, and I'm going to do a very winding journey. Now, I'm going to do it down here so you won't see it, but you've got to press really hard, and you can't really see what you're doing because it's not meant to show up, because it's white crayon on white paper. Now I'm going to see if it's really nice and thick. You've got to press really hard. Now I think the best thing to use, I did say paint or some coloured, food colouring. So I've got my yellow, what colour is that? That's green. My green food colouring, and I'm going to pour some into this cup. And food colouring gets everywhere, so let's see if we can really make a mess today. I'm going to pour a little bit of water in the green food colouring, and then I'll show you in a minute, but I'm going to do it flat on the table so you can't really see very well, but I'm going to paint all over where I've done my big curly journey line. See if we can get the hidden pathway. And all the time that they were journeying, Moses listened to what God wanted him to do. And Moses really trusted God. That's what we're learning about today too. Okay, it's not as probably good as yours will be, but let me show you. See if you can see the big long journey they went on. Can you see that?
Probably not as good as this one.
The one I prepared earlier. Okay, so that's our first activity. In a moment, Natalie's going to show us another craft.
Our next activity for today too is we'll be making this small basket. As we know from the story of Moses and his people, God was providing also food from heaven. And as you can see from this picture, he was sending them something called manna for them to eat. So we will make a basket and put some cornflakes in it. So what you need is, I have my paper cut here and some egg carton. I cut it, already prepared it. So it's very easy, you just put it from down and just fold it to the inside. So we are covering to make a lovely basket. You can choose any colors you want. So this is our basket. So yeah, I have so many colors here. You can choose any color. So we want to write on it, God provides for us. So
Provides is a big word.
Yeah.
God. You know what provides means. He was providing food in the desert for God's people.
Yes.
And Moses was leading them around.
So
I guess they got hungry.
Yeah. They didn't have food like us nowadays. So you can, as much as you like, you can make it a long hand or long or short one. So, and then you just need to staple it on the side. So easy, we don't need any glue. This is one side. And this is the other side. And now you can put inside it some cornflakes. So this is our basket of manna.
Okay. Thank you. Wow, thanks Natalie. That was really good. That's an interesting story that Ilong's going to talk to us about today in online church. They were so hungry and it was good that God provided food for them. And the last activity we're going to do today is just about how Moses trusted God. We've got up here, Moses trusted God. So we're going to make a little friend, a little peg leg friend. And on it, it says, I stand strong when I... And what does it say there? Trust God. Yes, I stand strong. So you would have got this attached to your email. So the first thing you have to do is cut out the shape. I haven't even got any hands, but that's okay. And then cut out the two rectangles. And we've got some prepared here. I've got one here that's cut out. And I'm going to just, before I do anything else, I'm going to put a nice pair of eyes, a big smiley face. So that's ready. Then all you have to do is get the two rectangles that you've already cut out, and you're going to write trust on one going down and God on the other. So let me do that. Trust. You could spell it out as I do it. Well, thanks, Tess. And the last one is trust. And God's a shorter one, that's easy to do. God. So we've got trust, God, and what we're going to do is I've got some wooden pegs. I think Natalie's got some plastic ones. Whatever you use, you can use some blue tack or you can use some glue. I'm going to use a bit of glue on my wooden ones. I don't think wooden ones are very fashionable anymore. You have wooden ones at home? We have plastic ones.
All plastic.
Yeah, all plastic. You, Natalie, you have plastic?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you put it upside down. You have to put it up so that the squeezing part of the peg is down the bottom. So trust, and then last of all, stick on God. Our God, stick on there. And we've got two legs, and then we're going to put it on our little friend. I stand strong when I trust. Now there's an aeroplane going up there. We've got a wind blowing. Now there's an aeroplane. I trust God, and then he can stand up. Stand up. Is your stand? Well done, Natalie. You're standing quite.
Yes, you have to move a little bit.
There. That's okay. This one's good. Perfect. You'll be able to adjust it. But I want you just to make that to remind you to trust God, and you can be strong when you trust God. That's exactly what Moses did. So thank you for the time you spent with us today. And thank you, Natalie. And we'll see you again another time.
Hello, I'm Kevin, and today's Bible reading comes from the book of Exodus, chapter 16, verses 2 to 20. In the desert, the whole community grumbled against Moses and Aaron. The Israelites said to them, "If only we had died by the Lord's hand in Egypt. There we sat around pots of meat and ate all the food we wanted, but you have brought us out into the desert to starve this entire assembly." Then the Lord said to Moses, "I will rain down bread from heaven for you. The people are to go out each day and gather enough for that day. In this way I will test them and see whether they will follow my instructions. On the sixth day they are to prepare what they bring in, and that is to be twice as much as they gather in the other days." So Moses and Aaron said to all the Israelites, "In the evening you will know that it was the Lord who brought you out of Egypt, and in the morning you will see the glory of the Lord. Because he has heard your grumbling against him, who are we that we should grumble against us?" Moses also said, "You will know that it was the Lord when he gave you meat to eat in the evening and all the bread you want in the morning, because he has heard your grumbling against him. Who are we? You are not grumbling against us, but against the Lord." Then Moses told Aaron, "Say to the entire Israelite community, come before the Lord, for he has heard your grumbling." While Aaron was speaking to the whole Israelite community, they looked towards the desert, and there was the glory of the Lord appearing in the cloud. The Lord said to Moses, "I have heard the grumbling of the Israelites. Tell them, at twilight you will eat meat, and in the morning you will be filled with bread. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God." That evening, quail came and covered the camp, and in the morning there was a layer of dew around the camp. When the dew was gone, thin flakes like frost on the ground appeared on the desert floor. When the Israelites saw it, they said to each other, "What is it?" For they did not know what it was. Moses said to them, "It is the bread the Lord has given you to eat. This is what the Lord has commanded. Everyone is to gather as much as they need. Take an omer for each person you have in your tent." The Israelites did as they were told. Some gathered much, some gathered little. And when they measured it by omer, The one who gathered much did not have too much, and the one who gathered little did not have too little. Everyone had gathered just as much as they needed. Then Moses said to them, "No one is to keep any of it until morning." However, some of them paid no attention to Moses, They kept part of it until morning, but it was full of maggots and began to smell. So Moses was angry with them. This is the word of the Lord.
There is an old story about the traveler who hiked for many kilometers across the desert mountain. His water supply was gone, and he knew that if he didn't find water soon, he would surely die. In the distance, he noticed an abandoned cabin and hoped to find some water there. Once he made it to the cabin, he discovered an old well. Then he noticed a tin can tied to the pump with a notice inside. The notice said, "Dear stranger, this water pump is in working condition, but the pump needs to be primed in order for the water to come out. Under the white wall, I buried a jar of water out of the sun. There's enough water in the jar to prime the pump, but not if you drink any first. When you are finished, please fill the jar and put it back as you found it for the next stranger who comes this way." Just like this hiker, sometimes you have to be willing to pour in everything you have before you can see God's increase flowing in your life. You have to be willing to trust that you can tap into God's deep, abundant supply of resources. That's what the Israelites face on in the text today. After traumatic release from slavery in Egypt and the escape from Pharaoh, whose army was destroyed in the process of trying to reclaim the Hebrew people as slaves, we now meet the community of Israelites on the move in the wilderness around the Sinai. There are a lot of them. Water, food are scarce. And as you might expect, the community is not happy. Here, they are in the wilderness and they are complaining about the food. They complain to Moses. Better to have stayed in Egypt as slaves where we had food to eat than to live here as a starving, free people. The community is in uproar with its grumbling and mourning against Moses and Aaron for having dragged them away from the riches of Egypt to the poverty of the wilderness. We read that Moses and Aaron are at pains to remind the people that when they mourn about them, they are actually mourning about what God has done for them. Immediately, it is God, not Moses, who responds to the cry of the people saying, "I'm going to rain bread from the heaven for you, and each day you will have enough." Israel is to learn once more that it is God who rescues them. In the wilderness of life, it is God who provides and rescues and none other. In the wilderness of life, it is God who is present to sustain and provide. Then it happened. A flock of quail descended on the camp. Then something extraordinary was sent to them. In the morning, they found the ground covered with a fine, flaky substance. When gathered, it could be prepared and eaten like bread. On first seeing this bread, the people asked, "What is it?" This question in Hebrew is manhu or manna, the bread from heaven. It had to be gathered on a daily basis. It wouldn't keep overnight. It would go bad, unfit to eat, like leftover French fries. You could store it and eat it the next day. You could only gather as much as you could eat that day. No doubt this is a part of the origin of the prayer, give us this day our daily bread. Daily it rained bread from heaven. And daily the people were reminded that in the wilderness of life, God is present to sustain and provide for them. And so they lived by the providence of God one day at a time. We are not to think that quail and manna were the only food the Israelites had to eat, because we are told they brought the flocks and the herbs with them out of Egypt. Plus they would have been able to find other food in the canyons they visited. But this manna was a staple food that they ate for 40 years. And it became a symbol of God's providence in the wilderness of life. Perhaps the Israelites might have had raw manna, baked manna, fried manna, boiled manna, and manna any way you like it. But this daily manna became a symbol for Israel of God's daily care for them during their wilderness journey. In Psalm 78, it was reminded that God's gracious act for them in spite of their unfaithfulness. They tested God in their heart by demanding the food they craved. Therefore the Lord was full of wrath, yet he rained down upon them manna to eat and gave them the grain of heaven. What was manna? Some suggest manna may have something to do with the honey-tasting resin dropped from the tamarisk trees, I should say, well known in the region. Others suggest it might be honeydew produced by insects, a delicacy, and in the eastern region of this area, we will never know. The Israelites who wandered in the wilderness may have known perfectly well about the natural source of the manna. But whether they did or didn't, they recognized that God had provided for them. It was not merely a natural phenomena. It was recognized as God's act of grace. I read a cartoon story about a preacher who looks rather goofy and wears a wide-brimmed black hat, who tries hard to provide ministry to people who are silly and self-serving. In the cartoon, the preacher is shown reading from the pulpit Bible, the Lord's Prayer. Give us this day our daily low-fat, low-cholesterol, salt-free bread. The last frame has the preacher saying to himself, I hate this modern translation. You see, the preacher knows that the Lord's Prayer is a prayer for daily bread and the physical ability to gain it. But he also knows this prayer is more than about the bread itself. To ask God to give us this day our daily bread is to ask not only for physical food, but also spiritual food. Yes, in the Lord's Prayer, we are asking for bread we can slice and make into sandwiches. But in that prayer, we are also asking for the bread of life, Jesus Christ. No matter who we are, no matter how talented or intelligent we may be, we all need to eat to survive. We need not only physical nourishment, but also spiritual food to survive. We need spiritual nourishment. As Jesus put it so eloquently in Matthew 4:4, he says, we do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. In the desert wilderness, the Hebrew people long for the food they remember being readily available in Egypt. They want the bread. They want the bread of life. We too worship today with the same desire. We all are wanting the bread of life in one way or another. Some of us want an answer about the direction of our lives. So we ask, Lord, show us the way forward. Some of us want healing. So we ask, Lord, give us healing, touch me, make me whole. Some of us want a change in life. So we may ask, Lord, make me new, renew my life. We have come to God today seeking life, wanting to be nourished, to have peace of mind, to be successful, to be loved, or because we are hungry. But part of satisfying this hunger is not only telling God what we want, but also asking, Lord, what do you want from me? So often we say to ourselves, if I just reach this point, if I just get this, everything will be all right. But will it? Hasn't it been your experience that when you get a new car or new house or new job, it's enjoyable for a while, but it doesn't really satisfy you. It doesn't satisfy your hunger. You still find yourself longing for something else, thinking that will satisfy your hunger. Saint Augustine spoke to this hunger, saying, our souls are not satisfied until they find rest in God. Is it too much to suggest that we trust our lives to God, that God will provide and satisfy our deepest hungers? What does God want from us? God wants our trust, that our Heavenly Lord will provide for us and satisfy our deepest hungers. When God sent the manna, it was meant to satisfy the physical hunger of the people. But above all, it was meant to satisfy their spiritual hunger, that they should know that I am the Lord your God. Is it too much to suggest that we trust our lives to God, that God will provide and satisfy our deepest hungers? On that day, the manna from heaven was collected and made into bread and was eaten. The people of Israel knew it was from the Lord their God. And they never forgot who gave them the bread of life, who gave them life itself. May we also never forget to trust that God will provide for us and satisfy our deepest hungers. Amen. Let us continue to worship God by singing another song, How Great Thou Art. If you worship God alone in your place, or humming, listening to, if you worship with others.
Hi, I'm Laurie. Let's talk to God. Dear God, thank you for this season of spring. It's great to see new life in the garden and to enjoy the warmer weather. We marvel at the beauty and the complexity of nature around us. As we look back on the past week, we realise that sometimes we have been angry without cause. At other times we have been selfish, unkind or unloving. Please forgive us. If necessary, please help us to reconnect with people that we may have hurt. Dear God, as you know, this coronavirus pandemic is still with us. In our Western civilization, it has been so easy for us to feel that we were masters of our own destiny. We generally enjoy good health, good education, good employment, and a good standard of living. Then along came COVID-19. It has caused so much pain and difficulty for so many people. We pray for all those who are suffering at this time, particularly for those who have lost loved ones, for those who have lost their jobs, and for those who are fearful about the future. We also pray for the many people who are working so hard to care for the sick and for those who are attempting to develop a vaccine. We pray for our governments and for the various agencies that have authority over us. We ask that you would give them great wisdom so that the decisions that they make and the actions that they take will be in the best interests of all Australians. We pray for our families and our loved ones, particularly those who are ill or are suffering or in particular need. We ask that you meet them at their point of need. And please show us the ways in which we can support them at this time. Dear God, we know that many people in our community believe that you don't exist, or if you do exist, you don't care, or are even malicious. Why else would this pandemic be so devastating to so many people, when, if you are God, you could stop it in an instant? As believers in you, we acknowledge that we don't have all the answers. But the beauty and the intricacy of this season of spring challenges the notion that the world is just a mishmash of atoms randomly jumbled together. So, as we close this time of talking with you, please continue to open the eyes of our minds, our hearts and our spirits, and help us to connect with you more and more. In Jesus' name, Amen.
These are today's announcements. Firstly, among LPH members, there were few birthdays during the last week. Allison and Rob Walters on the 17th of September, on the same day. Happy birthday to Allison and Rob. How did you go with the crowds that you made at home? Have you had a fun? I'd love to see yours, and please post your pictures of your craft on LPC Facebook or show them on our Zoom meeting after this online church. So Zoom will be opened from 11 a.m. for 11:15 a.m. meeting. See you soon. In the church council meeting this Tuesday, it was decided that our Sunday worship service will commenced from next Sunday, which is 27th of September at 10:15 a.m. To attend the service, everyone needs to register with the Barrel Bowl via phones 0405-686-109-9759-4210 or on her email on the bottom of screen. It is based on COVID-19 safety action requirements such as social distancing, sanitizing, cleaning, and disinfecting the church. So for more information, for more details about them, please read this week's worship resource. If you have any question, please contact me or Pamela on phone on the bottom of the screen. One of our outreach ministries we are committed to is Operation Christmas Child. Because of this COVID-19 situation, all of the dynamics of Operation Christmas Child has been changed this year. So I want to ask Anna to give us an update. Thank you, Anna.
Operation Christmas Child is a wonderful mission outreach of Lugano Peakhurst Uniting Church, and as such, a great opportunity for eternity. Through the giving of our 450 shoeboxes, at least statistically, 90 children will come to know Jesus as their Saviour. There are now 1.1 million people trained worldwide to teach the 12-week discipleship course called The Greatest Journey. This course is offered, where appropriate, to those who receive a gift-filled box. Every year, Samaritan's Purse builds around 1,000 new churches, which is another good thing to come out of shoeboxes. With the difficulties posed by COVID-19 this year, we decided that the best way to pack our boxes was to have 6 different days when we pack 75 boxes that I am then able to take to the warehouse each Wednesday in my car. So that we're able to observe social distancing, we have just 2 packers, myself and Dennis or Kevin, who trolley them from Truscott Hall into my car boot. This year, I have again been struck by the generosity of our LPUC friends, who have provided so many lovely gifts. Sewed shoulder bags, made our postcards so that children know who and where their gift has come from. People have covered shoeboxes and have contributed in many other ways. If you are able to help us raise our $4,500 in postage, could you contact me or give by direct debit? The information will be in the news sheet. It is very important that you mark your donation Christmas Child boxes so that our treasurer, Richard, can identify your donation. Please also note that this is a different account to where we give our electronic offerings. So thank you to each person who has helped in ways small or large so that we can continue to bless children in need. Most importantly, as we will be unable to dedicate our boxes in church this year, I ask that you might pray for the children worldwide who will receive a shoebox that has been packed especially for them. Thank you.
This is an end of today's online church. If you are willing to get connected with us or simply having any question or inquiry, please contact me via email or phone. Now, as we conclude the service, we may do mesh blessing with actions. Do you remember mesh blessing? It goes like this. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. Let us do it again. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. Thank you for your participation in today's online church. Thank you for all those people who took part of this online service. Thank you. Hope you have a very blessed day and blessed week. See you next week. I got no worries, got no woes. Sweet and happy, that's me.